Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Come on, let's stand up on our feet and give God the praise for all that He's done in 2021 and for what He's about to do in 2022. If you believe that God has created you for more, that you're designed to win, that you are an undefeated child of God, come on, shout it out today. I don't know if you're excited, but I'm excited. Give a couple people a high five and tell them I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm happy to have our family in town, Eddie and Carmen Mendez. Y'all give them a big hand today. And you may be seated. It is a good day to be alive. It is a good day. You know, you may have seen challenges. You may have seen some setbacks in 2021. But let me tell you something. God wants to catapult you into something new in 2022. Let's pray. God, I thank you, Lord, for what you have designed for your people. And God, even though we go through challenges, even though we go through moments that are difficult, God, you are the God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you have an answer, you have a solution, and you have designed us to win. So God, we grab a hold of that today, and we want to run with that as we look at your word in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Well, Happy New Year. Look at somebody, say, Happy New Year. If you were not there New Year's Eve, you missed out big. New Year's Eve was amazing, amazing. Spirit move. We did praise and worship. We sung about being undefeated. We sung about being designed to win. And God released a word in this house about it's time. How many heard the word it's time? Look at somebody and just tell them, if they don't know, now you know. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time for you to begin to walk out what God has called you to do. It's time for that thing you've been praying for you to live out. It's time for that thing you've been believing for, that dream inside of you that you've been trying to do, but it hadn't materialized yet. God is saying, it's time. God is saying, it's time. So I'm excited about that. We need to remember that. We need to pin it up on your refrigerator. Put it in your smartphone. Make a reminder about it. It's time. That needs to be the nature of our conversation, that we remember that God has said it's not some future goal. It's not some future destiny. God is saying it's time. 2022, the word is, it's time. So we begin to believe what God is saying. The dream that you've been waiting for, praying for, God is saying, it's a right now thing. And so today, as we begin to take a look at this and really pray into this and lean into this, we understand that timing is everything. Sometimes we do everything that we know how to do, and we have faith, and we put, you know, the work in, and we put the effort in, and we've even met people and made connections and whatnot, but it's just not time yet. But God is saying, when God says it's time, it's time. There's something about divine timing. There's something about God's perfect time, and when He says it's time. And so it's powerful to know that that's what God is speaking over us today. Now, the major opponent that you're going to have in this word, how many know that you're never going to get a victory without a fight? You're never going to get a word from God and there not be some type of opposition, some type of pushback. So let me tell you about the pushback today. The pushback to the word it's time is delay. The enemy is going to try to delay, and the enemy, for many of us, has delayed what God has called for you to do. Your purpose, your assignment, your dream, the dream that God placed in your heart, He has caused delay. So the word, what I want to talk to you about today is no more delay. Look at somebody and say, no more delay. If you want to really fully receive, it's time, the divine time for God, you got to say no to delay. You got to say, no more delay. Let me hear you say it confidently today. No more delay. Say it one more time.
No more delay.
Over here, let me hear you. No more delay. Excellent. Sounds good. So we understand if God is the God of purpose, the devil is the devil of delay. If God is a God who does everything on purpose and he designed you and me on purpose and he gave this church a purpose and he gave your family a purpose, the devil is the devil of delay. He wants to delay that purpose. If he can't stop it, he wants to delay it. God is the God of purpose. The devil is the devil of delay. And so whatever it is that you got going on, anything that's good that God's trying to do in your life, your purpose, this word, financial blessing, some type of breakthrough with your family, the devil wants to delay it. And so I want to take you to Revelation 10, 5, and 6. And I want you to see what God is saying to us today. And this goes right with the understanding that this year is its time. But to fully realize its time, we need to understand no more delay. Then the angel I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand toward heaven, and he swore an oath in the name of the one who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and everything in them, the earth and everything in it, the sea and everything in it. And he said, there will be no more delay. You see this smile on my face today? I'm excited because God is saying there is no more delay. There will be no more delay. Somebody say that today. Declare that over your life. There will be. There will be. The enemy of God's timing is delay. God is speaking something over your life. God is saying, I want you to do big things in 2022. And guess what the enemy's coming with? Delay. Delay. The enemy of God's timing is delay. But God's people have to step up and say, no more delay. So let's talk real quick about three types of delay. Three types of delay that occur when we're trying to accomplish purpose, when we're trying to live our dream, the dream that God gave us. What three types of delay do we deal with? There's internal, external, and spiritual. There's an internal delay, an external delay, and a spiritual delay. And we have to deal with all three of those. We have internal delays. This is stuff, it's not demonic. It's not the devil. It's you. It's something you're wrestling with inside your own mind, inside your own emotions, the fears that you're wrestling with. I don't know if I should step out. I don't know if I should do this. I don't know if it's time. God's saying it's time. Sometimes we wrestle with our own internal things, our own internal ticks, our own internal fears, our own procrastination. And fear. Fear is a major delay that happens in our life. Whether it's a big fear or a small fear, any type of fear will cause delay. It will cause delay in your relationships. It'll cause delay in your finances. It'll cause delay in opportunities and promotions. Fear will cause delay in your purpose. So we have to address fears. You will never walk in the fullness of God's blessing and purpose while you're still living in fear. You'll never walk in the fullness of your purpose. You'll never walk in the fullness of blessing while you're still living in fear. Be careful. Fear is on the world. If you get in agreement with what the world is saying and what the world is doing, guess what? You're going to be full of fear. You need to get full of the word. Don't get full of fear. Fear will delay your purpose. Fear is the enemy of its time. And so we have to get the fear out because fear causes delay. Sometimes the internal delay is anxiety. Maybe it's anxiety over the magnitude of what God has called you to. You got some big things and God is stirring this thing in you. But because your anxiety and you say, you know what? It's so big, I'm going to do it next year. It's so big, I'm going to do it in 2 years. It's so big that I don't know if I'm ready for it right now. And so we push it off into the future. Internal delay. The devil didn't do that. You did it. And we have to learn to own up to it. We have to take responsibility for it. And we have to change it. If you want to walk in the fullness of what God has called you to do, guess what? You got to change some stuff. Some internal stuff. Some stuff that's going on inside your head. Some stuff that's going on inside your heart. Internal delays. The great thing is God helps us. The Holy Spirit empowers us. He partners with us to help us deal with us. Right? Sometimes the delay to living your dream is you. Sometimes the enemy of its time is you. Internal delay. Okay, we have internal delay. We also have external delay. These are things, stuff that pops up with our family, stuff that pops up in the economy, stuff that pops up in our schedule, and it's not really in our control. Everything, we're about to work and we're about to move forward in our purpose and move forward in the dream that God has given us, and then all of a sudden, something with our family pops up. We're really about to move the needle forward in the dream God has called us to do, and then all of a sudden, the holidays, and we get busy. An external delay is something not necessarily spiritual. It's just something in the natural that happens and it gets in the way of you doing what you need to do. Sometimes the enemy of the God thing is a good thing. And we have to find out how to work around external delays. It's time to stop making excuses. Look at somebody and say, it's time to stop making excuses. Sometimes me and my wife talk about this with each other. We talk about it with the leaders. We say, you know what? There's always going to be something. If it's not this, it's that. If it's not something with the kids, it's something with the family. It's something at church. It's something with the calendar. It's something with the finance. There's always going to be something. We can't stop our purpose just because there's something going on externally. It takes a spiritual determination to say no to excuses. God is saying it's time to stop making excuses. Look at somebody else and tell them, I'm not going to let you make excuses this year. See, some of you need somebody in your life that's not going to let you make excuses. When I'm talking to my wife, sometimes I tell her something that sounds so nice, and she says, oh, that's an excuse. But it was so eloquent. No, it's an excuse. I'm not going to let you get away with that. We got stuff to do this year. We got things to accomplish this year. You need to get some people around you that won't allow you to have excuses. Whatever the external stuff that's going on that's causing delay, you find a way to work around it because we're having spiritual determination to move forward, to say no to external delays. So we have internal delays, external delays, then we have spiritual delays. Well, I'll tell you the truth, sometimes it's not internal, it's not external, it's spiritual. Sometimes it's just spirit, it's downright spiritual. And the devil loves to do stuff to your destiny. He wants to delay you. If God is the God of purpose, the devil is the devil of delay. He loves to delay your purpose. And his plan is, if he can just delay your purpose one day, every day, then you'll never achieve what God has called you to do. You'll never walk in the fullness. You'll never walk in the full blessing. You'll never be fully satisfied spiritually because you won't live your dream. So the devil, he wants to cause delay. He wants to delay the thing that God did on purpose in you. The dream God gave with purpose to you. He wants to delay it. If he can't stop it, if he can't make you quit, he'll delay it. He'll make some reason, put that idea in your mind why you need to wait for later. When God has said, it's time. Somebody say it. It's time. Somebody say no more delay. It's time. So listen, sometimes it's spiritual. And God is saying, this is what's so powerful. He's saying there will be no more delay. But you got a part to play too. You got to deal with you. Put your hand on your chest. Say, I got to deal with me. I got to deal with me. Your part is you got to deal with the internal delay, and you got to build up spiritual determination to deal with the external delay. But then God says, I'm going to remove the spiritual delay because it's time. No more delay. Somebody shout, no more delay. So here is the powerful promise. The powerful promise is God is going to partner with you to remove the delay. So it can be time. So it can be time in your life. God is saying, I'm going to remove delays in your life. I'm going to move spiritual stuff out of the way so that the delay is gone, so that it can be your divine time. God wants to partner with you on purpose. God wants to partner with you in your purpose. God wants to partner with you to see you live your dreams. Why? Because he gave you those dreams. He gave you that purpose. He's got buy-in. He's got skin in the game. He wants you to accomplish your purpose. He wants you to live your dream. He wants you to be undefeated. He wants you to be more than a conqueror. He wants you to be designed to win. Because it was his plan all along. And so he's saying, no more delay. No more delay. But it's going to take faith and determination. Look at somebody and say, it's going to take faith. It's going to take determination. Here's the problem sometimes with us Christians. Let's be honest, right? Sometimes we hear a word and we do nothing and we expect something. Come on, just be honest. You've done it before. I've done it before. We hear a word, we do nothing, and we expect something. That's not going to work. And I want to be real clear up top coming into 2022. Do not hear the word, do nothing, and expect something. If you do nothing, you're going to get nothing. Faith without works is dead. It's going to be dead. The word's going to be dead to you. It's not going to be alive. But if you want the word to come alive, what do you got to do? Add faith. What do you got to do? Add faith. Faith. There's going to be action steps. There's going to be faith action. There's going to be stuff that God says, okay, jump out there and do this. There's going to be times when you got to get on your knees. There's going to be times that you got to declare the word. There's got to be times that you get on the phone with somebody and you come into agreement on what God has said over your year. You got to add faith with the word. The key ingredient to add to this word is faith. Oh, this is important. We got to grab a hold of this, because if we miss it, the word isn't going to do anything. If you want the word to grow, you got to water it with faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Say it with me. Without faith, come on, Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to live out your dream. Without faith, it's impossible to live out this word. Without faith, it's impossible to walk in your purpose. You got to put faith on the word. Come on, let's put a little action to this right now. Will you stand up on your feet? I want to show you something. When we stand up, come on, let me have everybody stand up. When you stand up, you're taking action. Look around the room. See other people taking action. So you're beginning to put faith with the word. You have to put faith with the word. Because without faith, it's impossible. The word that God has given you is so big, it's impossible without faith. If you could do it in the natural, you wouldn't need faith. But God is saying, you got to put faith with this. Matthew 9:29. I got to say this. We got to go here. He said, this is what Jesus did. And this is what Jesus is doing for us right now. This is what the Holy Spirit is doing. Then he touched their eyes and he said, according to your faith. Somebody say, according to your faith. According to your faith. Come on, say it real loud. According to your faith. Let it be done. So that means to the degree that you believe is the degree this word will be applied to your life. To the degree that you agree is the degree that this will be applied. To the degree you believe is the degree this will be a reality to you. This word won't be a reality without faith. You gotta have faith. You gotta have faith. Look at somebody and say, you gotta have faith. God wants to partner with you on this. His part is the word. Your part is the faith. His part is the decree over your life and over your year. Your part is faith. Without faith, it's impossible. You have to take authority. You have to open your mouth. You have to take faith actions. So I want you to make this declaration with me today. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to lift up your voice. I want you to say this loud. God, I receive what you are speaking over me. I stand in faith and say, lack is gone, delay is gone, fear is gone. Those things that have stopped my purpose are removed now. I receive the promises. I receive the prophecies. I receive the power of God. This is my time. It's time. It's time. There will be no more delay. No delay in my relationships. No delay in my health. No delay in my family. No delay in my finances. No delay in my purpose. No more delay. No more delay. It's time. Say it loud. It's time. Say it loud. It's time. Come on, somebody shout amen today. Come on, if you believe it, shout amen. It's time to move forward. It's time to move forward in what God has promised over you, what God has spoken over your life. It's time to do something with the word today. We're going to move forward.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.